Those energy waves, change them instead of from 0 to 9, put them up there from 18 to 20, and a whole different level of attraction will come to you. A whole different level. True? He says, whatever you think, whatever you measure, whatever you judge, whatever you condemn, whatever you sow, whatever you bind on earth, whatever you loose on earth, what's that sound like to you? They have churches got you down, scared to death of this, scared to death of him. And I'm going to keep a statue there because it unnerves everybody that comes in this church. Because if the sight of Christ can unnerve someone, then you're all caught up in the garbage of Jesus. I'm not caught up in Jesus. I'm caught up in a man that says, remember this. I die because I love, but you remember this. Keep holy what's in your heart. And that's what that says. Keep holy what's in your heart. And remember what you sow, what you measure, what you judge, what you condemn, what you bind, what you loose. That man told you, you have a power. That not even God will interfere with your free will unless invited. You are a power. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You will even do greater things than me. I'll make you look at that a little differently. I like seeing that there. Because I know what he said. I'm not listening to the church. I know what he said. Go read it for yourself. I don't know how the fundamentalists can teach what they teach and still hold a Christian Bible in their hand. Evidently, they've never read the New Testament. They're always talking about the Old Testament, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. Jesus came in the new one and said, okay, fear's over. I got a new message for you. Fear not. That was the message. We went from fear to fear not. Most of us never made it. We still fear. We still fear. Oh, I know what's going to happen to me. I don't know what it is. But I know something's going to happen to me. But I'm going to go to church and I'm going to think positive. And I'm going to keep thinking positive. And maybe what bad thing is going to happen to me won't happen. We have the idea that something bad is going to be so locked into us that going to church to think positive to prevent it is only going to church and acknowledging it. Do you understand me? You believe it, it's going to happen. And you know why it's going to happen? Because you're acting in such a way to make it happen. You know how to stop it? Change what you're doing, and I guarantee you whatever's on its way to you will not be there. Change. You don't like what you're feeling? I looked at Don last week and I realized my future is wonderful. My present is a mess, financially speaking. I mean, I thought I was going to get the rent from the house this month and I just found out I got to pay for the tile and that's $500. There went that money. And I figured, gee, I'm finally going to get $500 a month. And I'm getting all worked up here. So I start counting as if that was where I get my money. As if that was the source of my universe. If that's how I got my house or the ranch or anything. If I got a salary, I couldn't afford this. I wouldn't want to be this. I have begotten so much because of what I have put out in my investment into the universe. There's anybody tell me it's not going to work. There's nobody alive that'll tell me that metaphysics isn't the way to truth, because metaphysics is self-discovery. It is looking inward, and it is working on yourself, and it is healing yourself. And a lot of you have parts of your personalities that you ought to stop, and particularly stop using them against the person you love. Never allow yourself the luxury of criticizing the person you love. Don't ever allow your mind to criticize them. Cancel it, fix it immediately. Don't allow that. Those criticisms will pile up and destroy you. Now let room for spirit in there. You wouldn't believe the miracles that can happen between now and then. Don't have to end with needing this or seeing it there. I know that I will be fine. And I look at my present and I see it's all messed up. And I said to Don, but do you know, we own that house up there in that hill, and we own the ranch, and I own that office building in Hollywood. Why, when I sell all that 10 years from now, I'm going to be rich. My future is wonderful. It's just right now. It's the pits. I can understand for something for you. You don't see how wonderful your future is going to be. You don't see the seeds you put in the ground and the harvest that is growing. Do you know what I really know now? That nothing bad is ever really going to happen to me, and I am going to learn my let my body go, because I don't put out bad things. And if something happens to me that you say, well, that looks bad to me, you can say it looks as bad as you want to, because I know that everything that is going to come to me is for my edification and for my glory. And I don't care what form it comes in. I will always be comforted by the Spirit I have come to know. I will always be comforted by the ministry that is built in this church, by the ministry that you allowed me to develop and to grow and to share with you over the years. If I have never would see you again, that would hurt. Yes, it would. But what I have learned with each one of you and through you is a lifetime more valuable than any treasure I can think of. And I just wish you all to get a little older so you'd know that. And I wish some of you that are griping about being older would stop and realize that every age has its benefits and its glory and its beauty if you would just stop fighting. The people who can't stand getting older are people who feel they never got what they wanted when they were young. They missed out on it then, and they hate getting older because if they'll get older, they'll never get a chance to get it. And maybe you weren't supposed to get it till you were older, mature enough to handle it. You'd be surprised. Is it flowing like a river? I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone, out on the briny where the moon's bright and shiny, melting your heart of stone. Praise be the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you, Tim. You know what the meditations were tonight? These are always selected at random from the Course of Miracles. See if you don't love this statement. When you have accepted your mission to create peace, you will find peace. For only by making it manifest will you see it. The second meditation, because two got fooled for some reason tonight. Be certain, any answer to a problem the Holy Spirit solves will always be one in which no one loses.
Ooh.
Any problem that you solve with the Holy Spirit, be certain it is one that we solved which no one loses. I'm going to send that card to my sister Rosemary. No one loses. Don't you see that? No one has to lose. Hello, Donald.
Hi.
Did you have a nice day today?
Oh, wonderful.
Didn't that sound simple?
From you or me?
From both of
us. No, I really did. I had a wonderful day.
That sounds much better.
Oh.
There is no valley deep enough that God won't lead you through. He'll walk with you, walk the roughest roads with you. No mountain ever rose so high that you can't climb with him. And then stand up tall, stand and look down on it all. Dream on. Chosen him, but when others didn't understand, Jesus still believed, and then he trusted and was willing to dream on. When the world just doesn't believe, God has promised never to leave us here alone.
The rapture.
Hi.
Hello.
I figure I get to do this since there's a little stool here and everyone else in this group is just much too tall for this. I just want to smile for a minute and collect my thoughts because I am so nervous up here. You can't imagine. I don't know how to tell you how important it is, this part of the service, because this is your part. This is where you get to give your gift to the universe and yourself. This is where we put out our tithe and tell God that we believe and we know that all is right and we know that He will take care of all our needs no matter how our budget looks. This is the time. And it's very important how we give it. Not just because it's the rules, but because we want to. And so even if you don't have everything you want to put in there, if you put it lovingly, because you're giving it to the people that you're next to, you're giving it to each other. And if you like these people, tell them. Show them. And take care of each other. And that's what this time is now. It's the time to take care of each other.
That means get to play for
okay. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
otherwise to me. You know I used to hurry just to get behind. Oh, how I'd worry and weep in my mind. You touched me on the outside, but you couldn't get in. I never knew what was coming and didn't like what had been. But I feel the night slipping away. Words are for you. I used to live in the forest. I was searching for trees, closing my mind up and losing my keys. I tried to put my spirit up on some shelf. But who was I fooling? Just me and myself. And I feel the night slipping away.
Danny, they wrote that song, and after I heard him sing it and tell me he wrote it, I said, where do you get the words for stuff like that? I said, listening to your sermons. Wasn't that a nice thing to say? Made me feel so good. Sometimes I wish it'd come out that simple. Well, thank you for enduring me tonight. I was a little rougher than usual in my speech. I hope you understand the spirit was still the same. But sometimes it's just best to get down and look at life take it apart piece by piece and not be afraid of it. And I'm not afraid to look at it, and I hope you're not. And if you're not afraid to look at it, maybe you won't be afraid to live it. I really think God loves us and really meant us to have the joy of life. The only thing I've ever seen, and it just boggles my mind, the more I watch the news and television, it's man's inhumanity to man is our only problem. We could handle everything else. Don't tell me it's gods and devils playing Greek little mythology games. That's man's way of dividing it. But really, it is man's inhumanity to man. Because if one person was suffering and man was kind to him, you know how quickly he'd be comforted. You know how quickly you can comfort someone and help them. And our planet is getting better. It's been 2 years of people giving. Anywhere they hear is a disaster, they give instantly. Just people giving. I pray that that kind of attitude keeps up on our planet and we just keep on giving and helping and taking care of each other totally around the globe. One people, one planet, please. Because that's really, when you see it from space, what it's all about. Now, a lot of times when people come in here and they hear the way we talk and what we believe, they get a little nervous because they've been told by the fundies that this is of the devil, because the fundie doesn't want you to think for yourself. They want to do all your thinking for you. Funny, the mansions they live in, while they tell you that you have to have enough faith in God to even give them your mortgage when they want to put these satellites and stuff up, while they're demanding that you turn over even your mortgage payment, trust in God, and you go look at the palatials and cars and stuff they live in. It's just amazing that human beings still go for that. Don was reading a book, and do you remember when Ned Beatty did the TV movie, TV Evangelist? What was it? Pay TV? Pray TV. Do you remember that movie? And they gave a number, even in the movie, for the McCall, and this preacher was in so much trouble, and they proved he was a fake. Would you say 15,000 people called that number? Even though watching this fake minister, and when he said, call this number to be healed on the screen, and the whole thing was about how fake he was, 15,000 people called that number to get healed. My God, I guess human beings are like sheep. I don't raise sheep on my ranch. I raise Arabian horses. So I say to you, no more sheep. I wish you all, if we got to liken ourselves to animals, I want you to have the stamina, the nostril, the grace, the strength, and the endurance of an Arabian stallion. No more sheep. Okay? Now, to prove to you we're not crazy, Keith Arari is one of the Stanford Research Institutes that's as prestigious as you can get in science. He's coming down here in this church on Friday night. Which Friday is it? Do you remember the 19th? Friday night he's going to be here. And he's going to talk to you about all the things I were telling you were natural, we used to think was mystifying and all mysticism. But most people don't want to come hear them because they want to keep thinking it was mysticism. There'll still be mysticism. There always will be. But he's going to teach you how to do the out-of-body experiences and remote viewing. And I've already seen him do one seminar, and it was amazing how many people in the class were doing OBEs and remote viewing, could tell what people had in their hands around the corner and everything. They were astonished. After he relaxed them and they worked with the people. In fact, the one they were most impressed with was Mark Massad, if you remember him, our florist Mark Massad. You would think there was too much upstairs. But he really had it together. He really has a tremendous ability. So Keith will be here with his wife Darlene, and they're going to be doing a program for you Friday night. It would behoove you to study with them and listen, because it debunks all that other stuff, yet it keeps it in the pureness that it's supposed to be kept in. And then if you want to get into it a little further, they will do Saturday and Sunday a seminar in our Hollywood bookstore. We have a lecture hall with it. And they're going up there, and if you want a deep, in-depth experiences with it, Keith and Darlene are going to show you on simple layman terms how it works, how to do it, and even assist you in doing it. So you have a choice to hear them here Friday night and get it in the lecture form. And I think you're pretty intelligent people, because through our shows and our outreach, we have got you prepared to understand what they're talking about. But if you don't understand all of this and say, I want to know, but I don't understand, I'd advise you to go to the two-day one, because it's going to be a very important part of your future. We are trying to get on satellite TV, and we're still looking for your help. We have about 8 pledges, I think, that have come in of people pledging to buy a half hour of airtime. We have just getting our satellite letters out. Someone else just from the TV audience called and pledged a satellite airtime. We want to buy 52 weeks of airtime, 1 half hour. We're going to be just as outspoken as the fundies. You talk to the people. You must get out there and talk to them. Nobody knows if you don't get out there and tell them. You want the world to be better? I think our message will make the world better. I think the message of telling people on TV to pray for a political opponent's death does not make the world better. That was done by Jimmy Swaggart and Bob Jones University, asking the entire nation to pray for a political opponent's death. That's just asking some crazy religious fanatic to go kill him in the name of God. Now, I've heard the message. Now I think it's time that we were heard and our message of peace, but not just my message, the message of Keith Irwari, Thelma Moss, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, Nathaniel Brandon, Michael Cassette, all those wonderful people that come on that show and spread the good news. It's $750 for a half hour. You can get together with a friend, like Danny and Ruby and Tom and Neil got together and bought a half hour. I don't care if you do garage sales, bake sales, babysitting, part-time jobs. It's your gift to humanity. Present, we will present a show in your name on satellite, and you may select any of the shows we've already produced or one of the ones coming up to sponsor. Become a part of it, please. Okay? Say yes. You're supposed to be Arabians. Sitting there like, I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what mopes along, and it isn't an Arabian. It's a jackass. They mope along. Let's do it for our world and for ourselves. I do not get paid for this. Stacy will not get paid for this. We hope that when we reach out there, our doctor, Buzz Susser, is helping us come up with a vitamin plan, that Linda Day George's boyfriend, Doug, owns part of the company. He says, well, I'll sponsor the program for you. So we'll have a product, we'll make money, and we can get the 52 years. We should never be beating people for money. This should be a show that willingly and freely, without pressure, goes out to spread the good news of all the stuff you've read, all the people I've talked to and interviewed and worked with. We should present to them our whole harvest and feed that world out there. Say it so. That's Pennsylvania Dutch. You see, when you come around, come after everything, that's a pretty dress. Say it so. It's a nice day. Say it so. So we're going to get out there and we're going to do it. Say it so. Yes. Because it should be done, right? Yes. Come to the ranch. I'm not letting the TV people in on the September and on the November retreats because they're too special up there, particularly the November retreat. My sister Catherine will be coming and she will be cooking and we will be feasting. You will have all those stuffed turkeys and homemade pies and homemade stuffings and everything made from scratch. So good times are going to happen. If you ever need to get away, that ranch is always there for you. You can go up and volunteer your time to work, or $25 a night. You can be with the boys. They love company. Just come help and be a part of it. It's been good. Say it so. It's been good. Dear God, if I am in the state of grace, I pray you keep me there. If I am not in the state of grace, I pray you bring me there. Good night. God bless you. Mm-hmm.